안녕하세요. 회화 문법을 동시에 공부하는 Everyday English, 비어의 매일 영어 진행의 이은경입니다. 오늘은 가시가 박혔다, 가시에 찔렸다, 손에 박힌 가시, 영어로 어떻게 표현하는지 살펴보도록 하겠습니다. 대화 들어보시죠.
John, what are you doing?
Not much. Just dealing with this annoying splinter I got earlier.
Ouch! You got a splinter?
Yeah, I got a splinter. I was playing with wooden chopsticks, and somehow I ended up with this tiny but very pesky splinter in my finger.
Those little things can be surprisingly painful. Did you get it out?
No, it's so stubborn. It's just a tiny sliver, but it's lodged in there pretty deep. It's amazing how something so small can cause so much discomfort.
Johnny, 나무젓가락을 가지고 놀다가 손가락에 가시가 박혔습니다.
I got a splinter.
가시 박혔어요.
I have a splinter in my finger.
손가락에 가시가 박혔습니다. 가시에 손가락이 찔렸어요.
A thorn pricked my finger.
가시가 내 손가락을 찔렀습니다.
I pricked my finger.
간호사가 주사기로 찔렀습니다.
Nurse pricked me with a needle. I got a splinter.
가시 박혔어요.
I have a splinter in my finger.
자, 이 표현 기억하시면서 오늘의 대화 느린 속도로 들어보겠습니다.
What are you doing?
Not much. Just dealing with this annoying splinter I got earlier.
You got a splinter?
Yeah, I got a splinter. I was playing with wooden chopsticks, and somehow I ended up with this tiny but very pesky splinter in my finger.
Those little things can be surprisingly painful. Did you get it out?
No, it's so stubborn. It's just a tiny sliver, but it's lodged in there pretty deep. It's amazing how something so small can cause so much discomfort.
대화 해석해 보겠습니다.
What are you doing?
뭐 하세요?
Not much.
별거 안 해요.
Nothing much. Not a lot.
별거 안 해요.
Just dealing with this annoying splinter.
이 짜증나는 가시를 상대하고 있어요.
You got a splinter?
가시 박혔어요?
Yeah, I got a splinter.
네, 가시가 박혔어요.
I was playing with wooden chopsticks, and somehow I ended up with this tiny but very pesky splinter in my finger.
나무젓가락으로 장난치다가 어떻게 하다 보니 작은 그러나 성가신 가시가 손가락에 박혔습니다.
Did you get it out?
뺐어요.
Did you remove the splinter? Were you able to get out the splinter?
가시 뺐어요.
No, it's so stubborn.
아니요, 고집불통입니다.
It's just a tiny sliver of wood, but it's lodged in there pretty deep.
아주 작은 가시인데 너무 깊이 박혀 있어요.
This splinter is really digging in deep.
이 가시는 아주 깊게 박혀 있어요.
This splinter refuses to come out.
이 가시는 나오기를 거부하네요.
I got a splinter.
가시 박혔어요.
I have a splinter in my finger.
손가락에 가시가 박혔어요. 이 표현 기억하시면서 오늘의 대화 한 번 더 들어보겠습니다.
What are you doing?
Not much. Just dealing with this annoying splinter I got earlier.
Ouch. You got a splinter?
Yeah, I got a splinter. I was playing with wooden chopsticks, and somehow I ended up with this tiny but very pesky splinter in my finger.
Those little things can be surprisingly painful. Did you get it out?
No, it's so stubborn. It's just a tiny sliver, but it's lodged in there pretty deep. It's amazing how something so small can cause so much discomfort.
Everyday English, 비오의 매일 영어, 오늘은
I got a splinter.
가시 박혔어요.
I have a splinter in my finger.
손가락에 가시가 박혔다는 표현 배웠습니다.